Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Lessons learned at the Noble Research Institute ranches. We've got Hugh Aljo on that up next. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd, 7:30 a.m. Superior Sunrise and 8 a.m. sale time for 38,201 head. You can view the catalog and get the time schedule for each lot that's going to be sold at superiorlivestock.com. And for more details, you can also call Superior at 800-422-2117. Thursday, May 2nd, 8 a.m. Central Time, 38,201 head at Superior Livestock.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Continue our conversation with Hugh Aljo, Director of Ranches, Outreach, and Partnerships at the Noble Research Institute. One of the things Noble is working on is to establish regenerative ranching practices at their over 13,000 acres in southern Oklahoma and north Texas. And Hugh Aljo says they're making some progress.
Yes, sir. One of the things that we've noticed is we go in there, and if we're managing first our stocking rate, because when we're in a drought, we've got to adjust stocking rate relative to the forage supply. And if we're not growing as much grass, we can't run as many numbers, so we make adjustments there. Manage for the residual so that when we do get rain, we get an adequate recovery and a lot more recovery. And then we're also trying to make sure we got adequate rest. So we've got plants that are ready to be grazed before we do it. So as we're doing that, what we're finding is that we're able to improve our soil health. Even in a drought, we're seeing what we believe is to be slight increases. Usually in a drought, you'd expect organic matter to decrease. We're staying level or improving on some of our initial sites. And the other thing is the economics. You start thinking where you've been fertilizing, you've been applying a lot of inputs, our direct cost. We've been able to reduce those substantially and maintain positive margins regardless, because one, we're not buying a lot of hay, we're not buying a lot of feed, there's very little fertilizer and very little chemicals going out there, and those are our key direct costs into our lands.
Hugh Aljo with the Noble Research Institute. He says they've got a couple of workshops that they have developed in several locations around the country that they'll be holding those in the next few months. A two-day in-person workshop, Noble Land Essentials, and then there's a three-day in-person workshop, Noble Grazing Essentials. Details at noble.org. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.